The Bible says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That was Jesus, and He certainly has shown us the way to life and have it more abundantly. We are looking at the book of Psalms, and we're going through the book of Psalms. We started in Psalm 51, going to go all the way up through Psalm 100. That's an interesting part of the book of Psalms. Now, this week we're in Psalm 62, and the instructions comes from Jathum, the choir director, for a psalm of David. Hear God's word, Psalm 62. I wait patiently before God, for my salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. My fortress will never be shaken. So many enemies against one man, all of them trying to kill me. To them, I just are a broken down wall or a tottering fence. They plan to topple me from my high position. They delight in telling lies about me. They are friendly to my face, but they curse me in their hearts. I wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, where I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Oh, my people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge. For the greatest to the lowest, all are nothing in His sight. If you weigh them on a scale, they are lighter than a puff of air. Don't try to get rich by extortion or robbery. And if your wealth increases, don't make it the center of your life. God has spoken plainly, and I have heard it many times. Power, O God, belongs to You. Unfailing love, O Lord, is Yours. Surely You will judge all people according to what they have done. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious Word. It's funny how, not funny, but we were talking about last week, where your heart is, there your treasure is. And King David is talking a little bit about things that Jesus reiterated when He was giving some of His things. And then you also see a lot of Solomon coming out in the Psalm, don't you? But the question is this, what does it mean, rest in God? Be still and know I'm God, one of the Psalms says. But rest usually stands in opposition to work, and it's nothing instead of doing something. It's not that way. It's nothing instead of doing something. It's finding a quiet place for a much-needed nap. Psalm 62 tells us to rest in God while we are to cease from striving in our own strength. Resting in God isn't about taking it easy. Oh, just kick back, you know, and not do anything. No, true spiritual resting is purposeful, and it's also active. So once again, it is the assaults of his enemies that lead David to turn to God and express his fears and hope through the words of a song. David's cry to God, how long, O Lord? You know, you hear that also over in the book of Revelation. How long, O Lord? But it suggests that he's suffering for a while and sees no end in sight. His suffering is taking its toll on him, as you can feel it in the words. He likens himself to a leaning wall or a tottering fence. But once David felt strong and stood straight, but now the winds of constant opposition have bent him and weakened him. Wow, the challenges of life. I think all of us can relate to that, as the life butts up against us, knocks us down, and does all that. But now the winds of constant opposition have bent David and weakened him. And we don't need to be weakened either. We just do, like David said in so many ways, cry out to God. He's there. Now, David turns to God, his only fortress and rock. There's no point in looking to other people for rescue, he's telling us, and that is so true. All people are nothing but puffs of air, as light as the human breath. No, they may appear strong and reliable, but this appearance is very deceptive. Of course, the Lord uses people to support and encourage us in times of trouble. But, you know, I love the buts and the ifs. But David reminds us that in all difficulties, God should be the first person where we go for help, for compassion, for comfort. Now, David, having spoken to God, now speaks to the congregation. He calls on them also to trust in God. In verse 8, he says, trusting God expresses itself in a living a life that pleases him. But David also warns against accumulating wealth, especially wealth gained illegally. Jesus also warned us not to set our hearts on riches, Matthew 6 and verses 20 through 21. It's also recorded in Luke. But instead, we should seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. So trusting God to provide for us as we serve him, that's resting in God. Then in the final verses of Psalm 62, David sums it all up. He's been saying with two principles. First, remember that God is both powerful and loving, and that he sure is. Therefore, in any and every situation, we can turn to God for help. But then the second principle is that God will judge every person for how they have lived. It says over in Ecclesiastes, first comes death and then the judgment. Wow. So, if we have trusted and obeyed God like David, I think we can take comfort in knowing that God will finally punish those who have oppressed his people and live corrupt lives. Also says in Scripture that you got all these challenges, so give them to me. He says, for vengeance is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Give it to me, and I'll take care of it. And he does. It's amazing. The power and love that God has shown is ultimately expressed in the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, who has rescued us and given us rest. Jesus said, come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. And Jesus said he's coming again. We read that in our New Testament reading this week. The Lord's coming. Be ready. So we have certainly comfort knowing of the coming day of judgment. But we don't have to worry about the judgment if we trust in the Lord Jesus. He will comfort us, and the day of judgment will be, come on in. I know you've been covered by the blood of the Lamb, so come on in. Wonderful, wonderful words of Jesus. I love that little song. Judy don't like it, but I do. Wonderful words, beautiful words, wonderful words of life. You love my singing? Oh, I know you do. But anyhow, those are the great truths that God has given to us that we can build our life upon. But some things to think about. What are some things that maybe rob us of our spiritual and physical and mental rest? As we read Psalm 62 again and again, it's always good to read Scripture over more than just once, because those seeds of his love gets planted in your hearts. And make a list of the wonderful truth of the Psalms, especially Psalm 62, as it expresses that you can find help and rest in God. And King David also encouraged us to pour out our heart. You know, Jesus said, go into your prayer closet and pray. That's where you can go and just pour out your heart. You know, you can talk to him audibly or silently, or, you know, but you can do it. God wants to talk to you, and he wants you to talk to him. Well, the way we can do that is through the words of the Psalms, many of the Psalms. And then I wondered if we can think of creative ways in which we can use Psalm, like Psalm 62, to pour out your heart to him. Scripture is always a wonderful way to express yourself and to know the promises of God. You know, we have a lot of promises that God's given us, and the Bible is full of them, and they're all ours for the taking.